I am going to be filing papers today to make clear that I am starting the process to become a candidate for the United States Senate from the state of Iowa.
What were the pros and cons you weighed?
Well, the pros always have to deal with what you can accomplish to help your state in the Senate as opposed to the House, and whether you have the type of support that will make you an effective voice for Iowans in a new role. And the cons always start with the impact on you and your family in running in 99 counties as opposed to the 20 counties that I currently am proud to represent, and the type of commitment that it takes to run in a highly competitive race that's going to receive a lot of national attention.
Is that something you relish?
Well, I think I relish the chance to get out and visit with Iowans all over the state. I've traveled to every corner of the state. I have friends and family in all corners of the state. I'm a lifelong resident of the state of Iowa, and as my staff will tell you, I talk about Iowa all the time and the greatness of the state. So I'm very excited about beginning that process and having a conversation with Iowans about what they expect in their next senator.
Do you expect a primary?
I have no idea. I have made this decision after a lot of careful consideration. I'm hopeful that I don't have a primary, but I'll let that be up to others to decide.
Explain the challenges of a statewide race rather than a regional race.
Well, a lot of them just have to do with geography. It takes a lot of time and energy to cover all 99 counties and make sure that people in every part of the state know who you are, what you believe in, what your values are, and what you can do as their advocate here in the United States Senate. And the other challenges are obviously it's incredibly expensive to run a Senate race today, and that's even more significant after the Citizens United case. So we know that there hasn't been an open Senate race in Iowa since 1974. That means there's going to be a lot of people who have an interest in the outcome of this race, and I'm sure it will rapidly become one of the top Senate races in the country.
What advice have you gotten from Harkin?
Well, I've gotten a lot of advice from Senator Harkin over the years. I've made it very clear that no one will ever fill his shoes, but I want to make sure that when he walks out of the Senate chamber for the last time, there's someone like him, a progressive populist Democrat who cares about the middle class and will fight for the people of Iowa walking in. And, you know, he's made it very clear that you've got to be up to the challenge of working hard every day, getting people in Iowa to know who you are and what you stand for in order for you to have the best chance of winning a race like this.
Let's talk about 2010 and 2012. 2010 was a very close election for you. 2012 was an election which saw you win by a larger margin than any other congressman in Iowa. Those are the two polar opposite experiences. How did that weigh on your mind as you make preparations?
Well, 2010 was a very tough cycle for Democrats all over the country, and it also came on the heels of the Citizens United decision by the Supreme Court that saw a huge outpouring of cash into districts across the country. And I had nearly $2.5 million of outside money spent against me. It had an extraordinary impact in the outcome of my race, and I learned some valuable lessons. I learned you don't take anything for granted. You have to fight every day to make sure that the people whose vote you're asking for know who you are and that you give them reasons to vote for you, not just reasons to vote against your opponent. And that's one of the things that I think was very obvious in the 2012 campaign is we spent a lot of energy and time giving people in the new and much larger first district an opportunity to find out who I am and where I came from.